want to say good morning to you all this Friday morning. And I want to thank Ellie for getting on the call once again. You know, we made it through another week, and we praise God for that. We've seen how God has been working this week through prayer, and we've learned a lot through prayer this morning. You know, and this morning, as I told you before, we're going to be praying over government. I want to just say good morning to all of y'all. Pastor Quinn is on the phone. I'm going to let him say good morning also.
God bless you, people of God. So glad to be on this call with you this last day. You know, it's TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. So we're so happy to be on this call with you, prayer call, and praying for government. I mean, this is a major step in the land. And Pastor Ward, I'm joined with Pastor Ward, and Pastor Ward is such an activist as far as it concerns our social action and praying for our leaders. So I look forward to the prayers that will go up before heaven this morning. God bless you.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Pastor. As you said before, yeah, I am very involved within the community, within local and state, and, you know, and I don't know if God's going to move me up to U.S., but whatever he has planned for me, I will do. But it was placed in my heart for us to pray for government. And before we go into that, I want us to understand that when we are working in the kingdom of God, that we got to remove ourselves from party lines. We got to remove ourselves from public agenda of what we may want, but we have to look at it in the totality of the kingdom of God. And I say this because I don't want anyone thinking, well, he's praying for Republicans, he's praying for Democrats, he's praying for independents. No, what I'm praying for is that the kingdom of God will have its way. Because what we have to understand, even though we're not of this world, we live in this world. Even we are strangers in a foreign land. What you got to understand is, even though we've given dominion, this is not our home. This is not our final destination. This is just a mere preparing place. This is where God placed us to worship. He assigned us a task to do by spreading his word. And understand, when I say that, it means more than just preachers of the gospel. Every one of us are disciples of the gospel to spread the good news of the word of God. So in doing that, we must make sure that our leaders are doing the same thing. We often see within our government that they have public political policies that are just aimed towards the rich, and then you have individuals that are aimed towards the poor. And we've been sitting and listening to these debates and seeing individuals say, well, we feel that you've given poor people the right to just sit on their butt, and then we hear you giving rich people the right to just go ahead and steal from the poor. And I listen to this, and I ask the question, where is God? See, we have to understand something, that this is the year 2012. The number 12 signifies perfect government. And this is the year that we must stand up and make sure that the perfect government is coming into place. We have a large presidential election coming up. I'm not telling you who to vote for. What I'm telling you is who to pray for and who to vote for. Now, and I know that may sound strange for many of you, but you have to understand that God's will must be done. And even if that means God putting someone in power, I want you to understand, when we go back into the word of God, we realize that God allowed the children of Israel to go into captivity under different rulers, under godless rulers. He allowed that for the children of Israel to understand that they got to seek God more, that they got to focus more on God. And it happened every time they went wayward away from God. So we have to understand, when we realize our nation is not in line with God, where did we go wrong, and what do we have to do as a nation? And then on top of that, I want us to understand something, that we have to have respect for our leaders. I've seen too much disrespect for our political leaders. Now, I know it sounds like I'm trying to jump on an Obama campaign, and I'm not, and I understand something. I vote different ways, and I'm not getting into political parties here, but we have to respect our leaders. Understand, you don't have to like and agree with them, but we must respect our leaders. We must respect our pastors. We must respect our local city. We must respect our city council members. In this prayer for government, I want us to be able to not only just pray to uplift them, But we're going to be interceding and praying that we get involved with them and that we become true constituents and we find out how they're voting. And we're in there. We're in the Senate room. We're in city council meetings. We're at school board meetings. Because understand, government is school board also. We're in those meetings and we're taking part and we're speaking our mind. But when we're in there and it's our turn to speak, we got to be in order. God is a God of decency and order. We have to be in order. So let me give you a couple of scriptures here this morning. 1 Timothy 2, it said, I exhort therefore that first of all supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks may be for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in good godliness and honesty. We have to understand here, we have to pray and intercede for everyone. I don't care if you don't like him. I don't care if you don't agree with him. If you feel that he's a racist, if you feel that he's a moderate or he's a socialist, or you feel he's a communist, if he's a leader, we intercede for them and we pray for them. And we pray that God's Spirit will be upon them. Okay? And then, and the thing is, it says there, that we may lead quiet and peaceably. I sit here and I listen to individuals, and I've had conversations with individuals. One even was on Facebook, and they were talking about certain leaders and going off, and I thought we were having an intelligent conversation, and so they begin to curse and get irate and begin to call names, and I could no longer partake in that because it had left the peaceable part of the conversation. See, we are children of God. We walk in peace. We have to stop walking in so much drama. We have to stop walking in so much angst and so much anxiety and so much hatred and so much anger. We got to walk in the love of Christ. And I keep telling you, we got to walk in the love of Christ. And it is not our job to sit and condemn, but it's our job to uplift, to pray for, and intercede. And Proverbs 2:2, for the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. The upright shall dwell in the land. That means that we have to walk upright according to the word of God, and then we will be able to dwell in the land of God. But we have to first make sure that our leaders are upright. And if our leaders, and here's the thing, if you pray for your leader, and you realize your leader is not yielding to the Spirit of God, then you got to get involved and you got to get that leader out of there because they are not worthy to lead you. And you got to understand it. It is your responsibility. That is part of the kingdom. Now, we're going to then go into 2 Chronicles 7:14. And I know you all know this one. And this is something we got to do. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. We have to realize we have to begin to turn from our wicked ways. You say, Pastor, what are our wicked ways? Our wicked ways is how we've allowed the adulterous and sex and all these things into our media, how we've allowed disrespect and we've allowed disloyalty and we've allowed greed to come into our lives, how we've allowed selfishness and not selflessness come into our lives and within our government. These things are wicked. They're not of God. I want you to understand something, people of God. If you're not sowing seeds, if you're not embracing someone, if you're not loving someone, then you're not living according to God. And if you're not living according to God, then you ask yourself, who are you living according to? It's either one way or the other. I'm not here to condemn. I'm just here to illuminate and bring you light to understand. When we pray for government, we have to understand what we're praying for. We got to pray that God gives us a renewed heart, change our ways, turn from our wicked ways so that he can hear from heaven. And then we got to seek his face. And then he will forgive us. And when he forgives us, but remember something, and we got to remember something. What does it say? In the Lord's praises, forgive us as we forgive our debtors. We got to begin to forgive. For God to forgive us, we have to begin to forgive. You want God to forgive this country. I mean, I want you to understand that we have to walk in what God is calling us to do. I noticed that when their dollars come down, and we got to stop trusting in that. We got to stop trusting in what man says and what the world says. But we got to uplift and understand that if we pray for government, they will stop trusting in that which is not of God and begin to trust in that which is of God, which is eternal and everlasting. 2 Corinthians 10, it says, "Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness of gentleness of Christ, who is in the presence and face among you, but being absent in body and bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may be bold where I am present with the confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against them which think of us as we walked according to the flesh. For we walk in flesh, we do not war in flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." This verse is where we're going to close that and go into prayer. I want you to understand, it says, we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we're wrestling against powers and principalities of the wicked, of the dark. We got to understand, people, I hear people talking about, well, you know, there's going to be a different kind of war. But listen, we are in a spiritual war, and we need to stand boldly on this spiritual war and take back the kingdom of God and bring it up to the highest of highs and start praying. Stop fighting in the physical and start praising in the spiritual. That is how we pray. That is how we put on the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, grabbing hold of the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, building our loins with truth and preparing our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That is how we warfare, and that is what we must do. This morning, as we go into the throne of grace, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning saying thank you, Father. Father, this morning, breathe into us a new spirit, Father. A new spirit begin to intercede for our government, for our political officials, Father. For all the things that are on the agenda that they're trying to do, Father, that are not of you. Let them hear our prayer this morning, Father. Let them hear our prayer that they know that they begin to stop trying to take homes and churches from people. That they begin to stop trying to house individuals in prison systems, even for small crimes. That they begin to change in structure and do teach, and they begin to rehabilitate individuals that have fallen to the wayside. And we begin to stop making penal systems and start making correctional facilities where we can correct individuals, but let them understand that corrective has to be done through the Spirit of Christ, through the love of God, through you, Father. Father, right now, we tell you, we pray for our president right now, Father. Whether we agree with this policy or not, Father, we pray for him. We ask that he hears your voice, Father, that he no longer listens to the people in his ears. We pray for our senators and our congressmen, that they no longer listen to the lobbyists that are outside the congressional section, that they no longer hear what the big companies are telling them, but they hear what you're saying, that they no longer hear what the greedy people are saying, they no longer hear what single-minded individuals are whispering to them, that they no longer fall short, Father. Father, we pray for them, we pray for their marriages, Father. We pray they walk accordingly upright to you, Father, and that they're representatives of you, Father. Father, we understand that anyone can fall short, Father, but we're interceding for them right now, Father. Father, we cast down the spirit of hate right now, Father, the spirit of doubt, the spirit of negativity that comes against our leaders, no matter who they are right now, Father. Father, we pray over this election and these debates that are going forth, and we pray that your spirit has rule in them right now, Father. We pray that your spirit has its way with them right now, Father. No longer let them begin to bring one another down, but let them begin to lift each other up, Father. Let them deal with true policy, Father, and not deal with ridicule. Not let them deal with slander, Father. Father, we understand how government works. Father, we can remember going back to Nimrod, who was a leader, and as he got so powerful that he began to challenge you, Father. But the awesome thing about it was He understood how to bring one people together for one cause. And God, you even looked down and you saw what your children could do if they all came together on one accord. Can you give us that spirit again, Father? Give us the spirit of those children back then, not to worship a man as they worship Nimrod, but as to come to worship you. All of your children on this earth all came together for one purpose, and they built a temple most high into the heavens. But we want to build a temple of most high glorifying you, not to challenge you, God, but to uplift you. And I don't mean a physical temple. I mean our spiritual temple, which is our body, that we all come together, one unit building one temple, coming to serve you, Father, to edify you, Father, to glorify you, Father. And that is perfect government, Father. This is 2012, Father. We will have perfect government, Father. That is what you established, Father, this year, and we will take it, Father. We will take it according to your will, Father. Father, right now, we also ask you to touch our civic leaders, not just our civic leaders, the non-elected officials that are out there on the battlefield that are fighting for us right now, for the right things, that are letting us know what's going on. Keep them lifted in prayer. Strengthen them, Father. Father, and also, I want you to financially strengthen them, Father, because people don't understand. It's not a paid position, but let people begin to sow into their lives. And, Father, we also pray that our church leaders, our pastors, and our elders begin to get more involved in the political community, and they get more involved in government, so that our school systems will be more on point, Father. And let these schools be open and receptive so that the churches come in and embrace them. Let the churches come in and adopt them. Let the school be able to say, yes, we want the kingdom of God here. We want that back in school. We want prayer back in school. We want God back in school. We realize we made a mistake by putting it out, but we realize we need to bring it back in, Father. Even the person that started it has found Jesus. The person that actually sit back and wants to get prayer out of school has found Christ right now, Father. And we know that through you all things are possible. So we're interceding this morning to make sure that we bring your will back into government this morning, Father. I know many people are saying, well, we should be praying over healing. But we are. We're praying over healing of our nation. We should be praying over finances. We are. We're praying over finances of our nation. See, we got to stop thinking about ourselves, and we're stopping that, Father, by this moment, by interceding. Not just for ourselves, but for our whole country right now, Father.
Yes.
Father, we will no longer be walking in lack. Our whole country will get out of debt. We stay clean, and we cast down the debt of this country. We cast down unemployment right now. We cast down the false debt towards this country. And we uplift prosperity. We uplift knowledge. We uplift operating in the black. And I don't mean just for CEOs. I mean for everyone. And we pray that the companies begin to spread the wealth as they should amongst their employees. That as they get an increase, their employees get an increase. Stop always thinking about the high and let them have the spirit of every man that's working according to their measure, and let them honor them accordingly, Father. We come to you and you're calling something Jesus' name. Touch them, reach them from the top all the way down to the lower camera, Father. Touch every single leader. We ask this here. Calling something in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Quinn.
Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. You know, it's amazing that Pastor Ward would allow God to direct him towards government today, because so often when we look on the news and when we look at all of the outlets, media, it seems as if that our government, more particularly our U.S. government, the government of these United States, needs prayer. We must learn to pray for our leaders. We must learn to pray for those that are in control of this nation, yea, even the world. For God desires that we all act accordingly to his word. Just the other day, I'm sure that many of you who are on the call saw the news and read the reports of as President Obama arrived at the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport in Arizona. He was met by one unhappy person, the state's Republican Governor Jan Brewer. And Jan Brewer was talking to the president and happened to point her finger in the president's face. Now, pay attention to this, because this will drive my point. She pointed her finger in the president's face. And he then walked away in what appeared to be the middle of the conversation.
Yes.
In that moment, media outlets went crazy. The photo of an angry white Republican personality or politician began to invade media outlets. This picture of this Republican politician pointing in the face of this nation's leader sent shockwaves amongst the nation's media outlets. Understand this. We have to get to the point where we recognize and respect authority. Too many times in our government and in this during this these 4 years that our president, President Barack Obama, has been in the office, we have not, as a nation, as a whole, really respected his office. Tell me one time in the history of this nation where an authority, a president, the man with the most important job in the nation, has been referred to just by his last name and not respected enough by his title. We have to understand that God gives us certain authorities to govern us and to walk in his way. You have to understand as well is that as we pray for our leaders, we pray that they are leaders who will love the truth. And we pray that God will give them wisdom. But we also must pray for ourselves that we learn how to yeah. reverence yeah. and respect the authority that has been placed before us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because God has placed the authority before us, we must learn to respect it. And what I'm seeing, even as a pastor in many churches that I visit and amongst many circles that I am involved with in the church infrastructure and in the church complex, what I am seeing is that people of God and believers are losing respect and acknowledgement and reverence for leaders of God.
Yes,
and for men
yes.
and women of God. So what we're asking God today is that he restore the integrity of his men and his leaders that are in government positions and that are also in authority positions. We're also asking God that he restore his spirit, that they walk in divine direction. They walk in divine protection, that they walk in divine integrity. I want to point out this last thing. Pastor said it, and I want to go right back to it because it puts more emphasis on the people, more so than on the authority and on the leader, because we're living in a nation that is said to be ran by the free. It's the home of the free and the home of the brave. So therefore, we have to act accordingly. If we want things to change, if we want the better to come in our government. So listen to this. In 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, in the 14th verse, it says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Also in the 15th verse, it says, "Now mine eyes shall be open, and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place." What God is saying, he's saying that if my people learn to depend on me, first of all, you must pray. You must learn to humble yourself, then pray, and then seek the face of God. And all that we do, We're seeking the face of God. We're seeking the face of God for our leadership. We're seeking the face of God for our government. And then pray that God brings about a change. You know, President Barack Obama, once again, he rode on the heels of change and how that he was bringing change to our government. Well, we got to learn that change don't happen overnight. Change don't come overnight. Change is a process. But what God is saying is that when you pray and you seek my face and you turn from your wicked ways, then I hear from heaven and I will forgive your sin and I will heal your land. Listen, people of God, the land needs healing. More importantly, we need healing. Amen. So we're going to pray right now. We're going to look towards heaven for healing for our land and for our government. Dear God, we thank you this morning.
Thank you,
and
God.
We give thanks to you for our government. Lord, we pray right now for all men and women who have authority over us in any way.
Yes,
pour out, Lord, your spirit upon them and make your word known to them, God. We ask right now for direction. We ask right now, Lord, that you give those that are in authority in those positions of power, Lord, that you give them guidance, Lord, that you give them direction in the way that you want them to go. Because, Lord, we understand, even as pastors, that it gets hard sometimes, that we don't have all the answers, that we don't have all of the answers to give to your people. But, Lord, we're looking to you. For you said in your word that if we look to the hills from whence cometh our help, we understand that all of our help cometh from you. So, God, we're depending on you as people of God, as people in power, and as people in authority. We're praying right now, Lord, for guidance. We're praying right now, Lord, that you order our steps, order the steps of our government. Give them the right words to say. Give them the right mandates to put before the Congress right now, God. We're praying right now for our leader. Bless our leader, Lord. Bless President Barack Obama. Right now, he's under attack. Right now, he's under attack. And, Lord, we're praying right now, Lord, that you created him a sound mind, Lord. Give him your anointing. Let his anointing rest on his life. Let your anointing rest on his life, God. That he may hear from you, that you may guide his heart, that you may guide his ears to hear attentively to your counsel. Lord, we pray right now, Lord, for our leader. Lord, we believe and we understand right now, and we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are now endowed by you, God, the Creator, because we understand that we are the creation. And so, Lord, we understand that we are endowed by the Creator. That means all rights that are among us, that are among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. To ensure these rights, governments are instituted amongst men. And that we understand that while you have placed these governments before us, Lord, that you still have all power in your hand. We understand, Lord, that these governments represent you. These governments represent your authority. So, Lord, what we're doing, Lord, we're just going to go about as you give guidance, as you give provision to these people that are in authority. Lord, we will realize this, and we will humble ourselves and submit ourselves to the authority. We understand, Lord, now that we're living in a time where people don't like to submit themselves to authority. But, Lord, we understand that when we learn to submit ourselves to the authority, what that is doing, that is pleasing in your sight. And so, God, we thank you right now in advance, Lord. Humble ourselves. Humble our hearts right now, Lord, to submit ourselves to the authority. And, Lord, also we ask right now, Lord, that you raise up a standard in this nation, that you raise up a standard like never before. God, you raise up a standard in the leadership. And, Lord, that will trickle down to the people of God, that will trickle down to those that are in lower level leadership. Lord, we pray right now for a change in the executive branch. We pray right now for a change in the judicial branch. And, Lord, we pray right now for a change in all areas and facets of the government right now, Lord, that you just make a change amongst your people. Cause the reins of your spirit to flow in this land, God, and do it right now. We pray right now that you raise up intercessors for this nation, God. Let this not just be a one-time thing, but, Lord, let us constantly seek you for direction. Let us constantly seek you for change. Let us first look to you, Lord, and then we look to our leaders. Let our leaders first look to you, and then, God, we know what to do. We pray right now, Lord, that you let this nation remember where we've fallen. Please, God, direct us. Don't leave us, God. And we pray all these things in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Pastor. I want to thank you all for being on the call. And, you know, we've actually made it through another week. That's 2 weeks prayer call is growing, and I thank all of you for that. On Monday, we're going to be praying, we're going to be speaking on love, praying over love, because remember, God is love, and I want us to start our week off with love next week, and because we're going into a new month, and I want us to enter into that with love, closing out one with love, entering into another with love, you know. And for those of you that may have missed the beginning of the prayer call, please understand you can go to powerofaithdm.org. If you can get any of the prayer calls, that will be there up on the webpage. You can, if you have any prayer requests, you can also go there. There's a tab for prayer requests, and you can fill it out, and it'll come straight to my phone. I'll get it for you.
Thank you,
I'll pull it over, and we'll pray over there. We'll lift all these prayers up. Please understand, there's no prayer too small, none too big, and you know, and the prayers reports, send them in also. You know, also I have posted up there on the notes that there's scriptures that we go over every day. They'll be there for you to get. You just can go on the blog, go on our blog at Power of Faith and get it. You can even go on the web, go on Facebook, and they're there. I posted them on there for you to get it. You know, so I want you to keep it lifted. Christ puts it up in your life. And today, as you go out the last day of the week, just love someone. Love someone in spite of. Love someone that you know does not like you. Embrace them. And as I said, love the hell out of them. And they're going to get tired of you. You know, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to love them so much that they're going to be like, why do you keep bothering me? And they go, and you just tell them, because I love you so much. And I'm going to love you until you love me. And they're going to have no choice but to love. And they're going to go in their home, and they're going to get mad, and they're going to get mad at themselves and look at themselves in the mirror, and Christ is going to enter into their heart. I promise
you.
I promise you, that is the word of God today. Love someone. Amen. Amen. Love you and be blessed.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Man.